Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grillin' mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome, y'all. This is the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, this is the deer camp version. We're going to talk about venison. Barbecue Bob and I recorded this earlier in the week, full disclosure, because both of us are at deer camp this weekend. Thursday was the opener, and we'll report back the results next week on the show. But right now we have pre-recorded this show. So we're going to talk about quite a few things here. But we have some venison recipes from Big Pauly. Bob's got some. We might roast your pumpkin. Who knows what's going to go on this crazy-ass show. But anyway, Barbecue Bob, what's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome. Thank you. Thanks, Jop. And thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest, tastiest radio show in America.
That it is.
And right now we're going to talk about a little bit whitetail hunting, and we're going to talk some silliness because we've got a great guy in studio. His name is Brian Lesperance. He's from Fen Valley Winery, one of our oldest sponsors of the show. Last week we had Merle from Alan Bob's on. We've got Big Pauly coming up, who is a member of the board of directors of the show, my Goomba from New Jersey. He's going to weigh in on what he's going to do with venison. He's always entertaining. Got some spicy smoked venison, Jop. This is an old goat recipe from Rob Russell's buddy. And
Cowboy Rob.
Yeah. And this will be really nice if you want to roast a quarter of a deer, and I'm looking forward to doing that, maybe taking a camp deer this year. We're in a CWD district, so I think we're going to pop a couple extra small ones and just try and get them out of the way. But I spent my whole week doing woodstack, which is not a music. It's putting up wood for the winter. Woodstack Live, yeah. Woodstack. I was going to go to Woodstock, but I went to Woodstack. I took a turn. And so my body's aching, but the good news is...
But your mind is in the lead.
My hot...
Yeah, yeah.
I did see the Queen movie recently, by the way. If you haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody, go see it.
Holy
it's
rabbit
awesome.
Hole. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean
awesome.
To do that.
Well, you threw me into a musical mode. Get ready to make some jerky. You're going to have all kinds of venison flowing across your table. I'm taking my chainsaw up to deer camp. And
why?
I'm going to be cutting my last load of wood. This is the first year I'll have a complete season's worth of firewood put up. And I have next year's already tucked away and the year after that tucked away.
You
so,
mean you have it down? You haven't just cut it up yet?
Oh, it's cut up. Yeah, no. It's cut, split, stacked. I'm like wood station zero right now. But I need to finish one more row off. So I always take my trailer up to deer camp because we're up by Whipple Lake in Newaygo County, maybe. Yeah, I guess it's Newaygo County.
You're a little further north of Newaygo.
Yeah, no, it's Newaygo, right in the, like where Newaygo Lake and Macosta come together. And it's just a beautiful little triad we're in there. And
yeah,
it's,
there you go.
It's pretty nice, but we have CWD going on. So,
right.
Critical wasting disease.
Yeah.
That happens every year at my deer camp.
But, new outhouse? Is that what you're saying?
So, doing this crazy diet, it's so weird going to deer camp with a diet and being careful.
It's wrong. I'm just
telling
you it's wrong.
I know, but I made my mind up. A buddy of mine who's lost, Tim Roller, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, he's lost 80 pounds.
Is that
he
a
looks
good thing?
Great. He looks great. Yeah, he was getting big. I was getting big, man. I looked at pictures of myself and my gut's showing, you know, it's like, I ain't proud of that. I don't want to be that guy. So Tim turned me on to this diet he's doing, and I'm following it like lockstep, like Nazi lockstep, gooseneck, goose stepping. I've totally radically changed my diet, but wine still fits in there. So I have had to really whack the beer, which is killing me. But I've dropped 15 pounds.
Long time of year, man.
Dropped 15 pounds in a week and a half, and I'm really happy about that. I want to knock 30 pounds off, and I'm halfway there. So
let me tell you about what I'm bringing to deer camp, because it's not necessarily dietary, but it's high in protein, okay, and maybe fat too. That's why it's not dietary. But I had a guy named Andrew Smith, is Chef Drew. We've had him on the show over the past, and Andrew showed me how to make lamb chops the way that everybody that I've ever served them to loves these things.
Chopsicles.
Right, they're chopsicles, exactly. I'm talking about the little lamb chops with the long French bone. You'll see them in the store. They come in a little rack of seven. But my favorite butcher, Tim Sobey, and I got 10 pounds of these lamb chops. I went over to...
So, time out.
Yep.
10 pounds of lamb chops.
Right.
How much a pound?
They're $14.95. So this is $150.
Yeah, that's a pretty good spend.
Yeah, this is a special treat.
Why did you do it?
Because
it's
the result.
It's deer camp.
One, it's deer camp. Two is, if I do this right, which I believe I'm going to do, this is a very special treat when I show up for these.
So
with these, right?
So do you hear what's going on here, folks? This is the priority. Now, I bust his chops, no joke, but I bust Jop's chops. Sometimes about deer camp, calling it class reunion, whatever. It's only because we are specializing in ball busting on this show.
Right.
But in all honesty, deer camp is all of that. Whether you're going to Siciliano's camp or whether you're going to rough it in the woods and take a tent and a little heater and, right, you know, hike up. It's a ritual. It's a rite of passing. It's a very cool thing to be able to go to deer camp. You happen to be going back to where you were going a couple weeks ago when all the women showed up. They're not showing up this time, I hope.
Right, they're not.
The women are not showing up.
No,
okay, good. Because we'd have to stop this segment.
But my point is that I'm not the great white hunter. I'm not that guy. I can hunt. I have all the wonderful equipment that we get from a lot of our sponsors and stuff. But the equipment that I get from our sponsors is food. I'm going to Old World Olive Company, and I'm getting some really high-quality olive oil to marinate these lamb chops that I'm getting from my favorite butcher.
And you're going to your butcher.
Right.
And it happens to be Sobey, where I go.
Right.
Of course. He's the greatest. But what a great thing. So you're prioritizing deer camp to the point of you're going to get the very best of everything. This is like Christmas to me.
Right. It is to me, too, because it's if you're a grilling guy, like—
All of you are.
Fanatical like I am, okay? I don't want to bring average stuff.
No.
I want to bring great stuff because I'm all about quality now and not quantity.
So you're not bringing Armor Smoky Links?
No, I'm not.
Because I had a guy do that.
Yeah?
I was offensive.
Right. And I just, to me, this is such a special time of year. And you can tell we're kind of jacked up about this because— Because
we are.
I mean, I don't have to give you a reason why.
No.
We are.
No excuse.
But I show up with these lamb chops. They're properly seasoned. They're marinated great. And I'm going to throw them on this hot fire, this open fire.
What are you going to season them with?
What?
What are you going to season them with?
I'm going to season them. They're going to marinate in garlic, rosemary, thyme, and olive oil. And I'm going to leave that overnight for them to draw in that moisture, because these are a two-minute cook on either side. I'm serving these things medium rare over an open fire. I got to let the oil drip off them before I put them on the fire. I get huge flare-ups. You don't want them to burn, but I'm just telling you, this is a quick little
cook.
That
spice blend, either Mama's or the Papa's or Simon and Garfunkel. I can't remember who it is.
Anyway, I love me some lamb chops, and this is my favorite recipe.
We're going to call them lamb chops.
Right.
Now
yeah,
on.
Right. Coming up next, I see Bob has jerky written on the show plan, and you know what? That's a great little tasty thing to bring to deer camp. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are Better Made.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Brian, thanks for tolerating me today. We're doing two shows here because basically Barbecue Bob and I are recording this show and because we're a deer camp, man. And we just are talking about all the good stuff that's going on at deer camp, and there's a lot of things you got to bring. What do you think?
Hey, thanks for joining us. Welcome back. We're all jacked up. It's venison. It's deer camp. It's all the stuff we've been waiting all year to do. So we're trying to knock this show out and bring you something worth listening to. You may or may not catch this based on whether you're at deer camp or podcasting or whatever, but we do thank you for joining us. And our network of stations around the state of Michigan and different states. And, of course, if you're getting our podcast, we really appreciate it because the number of people podcasting, pulling our podcast down is growing all the time. And from all over the world, Jop, our show goes literally all over the world. People are drawing this in. There's troops in the Middle East. God bless you. We love you out there. We're sorry we have to do that. But we want you to get those bastards in the caves and get your job done and come home. What we're going to talk about, it's a little bit of jerky.
Okay.
And I think
this is a deer camp staple in my mind. You've got to have a bag of jerky on the table at deer camp at all times.
All else fails, worst case scenario, you get yourself a pack of Jack Link's jerky and you're okay. Right. I met Jack Link's up in that little town in Wisconsin where his plant's from. Can't think of the name of it right now, but I was working up in Wisconsin, and I pulled over because I wanted some dinner, and I found this, you know, exit on the freeway up by Rice Lake, not too far from where the Henry Repeating Arms factory is. And I'm sitting in this bar, and the whole town's, like, closed down, and it's called the Longhorn, I think. And really cool place, but out back there's TV cameras and all this stuff going on. I'm like, so I'm talking to the guy, the bartender, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? He goes, oh, it's a Texas Hold'em poker tournament. I go, you're kidding me. And it's televised? He goes, yeah, it's by Jack Link's. And I'm like, holy cow, that's really cool. He goes, yeah, this is Jack right here. And the guy sitting next to me was Jack Link's. And we just chatted. He was the nicest man. And second-generation business.
Yeah, I'm betting everybody that's listened to us has either eaten Jack Link's
yes.
or they've seen it in the store, I guarantee.
And here's the cool thing. Here's what – this guy's in the dairy capital of America, right, Wisconsin.
Got to do something with those old dairy cows.
That's right. So he figured out this thing called Kippered, and they can take an old saggy Holstein and make her taste as good as a young steed. And that's some good.
Think
genesis.
About that for a minute.
Yeah, that's some good jerky right there, especially if you get the individual selected kippered jerky, not the bags of the you know, just the dehydrated stuff.
Sure.
But jerky's great, and of course, your local butcher might make some. If he doesn't, you know a guy who knows a guy. Bring a bunch of jerky up to Deer Camp because it's great to throw in a little bag and throw in your pocket so when you get bored out there and you see nothing moving, you can at least throw a piece of jerky in your mouth and give her a tug. And mm-hmm. I also bring a little tin of Kodiak because I like doing a little bit of chew when I'm at Deer Camp.
We're not talking about that right now.
No, we are. Kodiak, it's really nice. Right. Deer Camp, once a year, I get to have tobacco.
So you're jerky. Let's talk about making a little bit of jerky and how you go about doing it, because I think that neck meat from a deer and some of the lesser tender cuts make great jerky meat.
Jerky is for leftovers.
Right.
Jerky is for all your scraps, in my opinion. I mean, unless you've got just tons and tons of meat and you want to use your certain pieces for this or that. Like if you talk to a butcher who's selling it, yeah, he's going to use all, you know, whatever, flank steak or whatever. A lot of guys like flank steak. They'll cut it in strands. I don't want to bust a piece of jerky off like that. I want something I can take a bite of and tug on it nicely and not feel like I'm fighting it. Here's the thing with jerky. It gets stuck in between your teeth.
Sure it does.
When you're tugging on those long strands,
it draws in.
You spend more time trying to get the jerky out of your teeth than eating it. So if you go to thegrillingguys.com, top right side, you'll see a menu bar, and just type in jerky. You'll find some great jerky recipes. There's so many online. It's not just ours. But if you see one that happens to say, like, Bob's Favorite 7 or Bob's Favorite 8 or whatever, just look at those. Those are a couple of days of experimenting I did, and here's what I discovered, Jop. It's so easy to make good jerky.
Right.
I threw together some of the craziest stuff, and every one of them, guess what, was great.
So let's talk a little bit about something that could catch you when you're making jerky, is to cure or not to cure.
Dun,
are you
dun,
doing
dun.
Fresh? Are you doing fresh, or are you using a cure where it can sit out for a while?
Okay, I learned from Cowboy Rob Russell.
Right.
The natural cure is kosher salt and celery salt.
Okay.
So use those two in combination, and you have a natural cure. You know, the pioneers made jerky all the time, and they dried beef. They just salted it and dried it, and it lasted for months.
Right.
And that's what jerky is. So it might get a little white on the outside. You might see that white stuff and go, oh, it's going bad. It's mold. It's not mold. It's just a process. It's the salt coming out. It's fine. Take a bite. You'll like it.
Right. So
unless
it smells
nitrite, rancid.
The nitrite, you'll buy jerky kits. Okay. I was on business last week on a business trip.
You were on
trip,
business?
And there was where I was in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, of all places, and there was a outlet mall adjacent to the hotel that I was staying in, right? And they had a beef jerky store. And I went in there and bought it.
Isn't that cool?
Right.
You see those all the time now.
It was a whole store.
And how was it?
And it was good. But what I bought was a kit to make my own, because I knew deer season was coming up and I was going to have.
So it had some Instacure in it.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm going, which is nitrite.
I don't use it.
Right? And
it's nitrite or nitrate. It's one or the other.
Right, exactly. But my point to that is if you buy one of these kits, be very, very careful about your measurements of using that nitrite or nitrate,
okay, how
whichever
about
it
this?
Is.
How about this? Don't buy the kit.
Yeah.
Just go to our website. Look up those jerky recipes. Because guess what? We're not survivalists. We're not looking to store meat for a year in this root cellar.
Right.
You're going to make jerky, and here's what's going to happen.
You're going to eat it.
It's going to be gone.
Right, yeah.
It's just going to be gone. Or you're going to vacuum pack it like you always do. You're really good about that.
Right.
You're going to seal it up, throw it in the freezer, and you're going to pull it out.
When you want
to
eat it.
When you're going to Siciliano's Deer Camp.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So just be careful, because that nitrite or nitrate can be very damaging. to you if there's too much of it.
Yeah.
If there's too much of it in there. But and there's a prescribed recipe, and you know, I'm not here to tell you that today, but look it up because it's very, very important.
You're not a scientist.
Not right now. I do like the science of cooking, but
I like the science of Fen Valley wine.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm glad Brian's here.
So coming up next, we're gonna talk to our buddy from New Jersey, Big Paulie. He beat a health challenge. And Bob, I turned 55 this year. You're older than that.
I'm 90.
But part of deer camp is where I'm going. Is part of deer camp is reconnecting with your buddies, and you never know when one of them's not going to show up. So make time to do this, guys. And yeah. I don't mean to get nostalgic, and I'm not going to get all teary-eyed.
No, that's okay. But you know, Paulie's somebody I met on a travel out east years ago, and he's the executive director of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. Right. We met because we had a radio connection. We were in the Trump Hotel in Atlantic City, sitting at the Circle Bar in the back. There was hardly anybody there. It's 1 a.m. It's him and a guy, and I'm by myself. I just wanted a nightcap before I went to bed. And I hear this guy dressed to the T's.
Don't
in a beautiful
feed
suit,
the neighbor's cat.
Beautiful
That's
suit.
What's going on here.
And I keep hearing radio, radio, radio. And I said, hey, are you in radio? And next thing you know, it was a fast friendship. We've gotten along famously ever since then. But he went through a little health challenge, had to lose a bunch of weight. Right. And venison's one of the keys to that.
Coming up next, we're going to be talking with Big Paulie. He's on our board of directors. You're not going to want to miss it. He's our Goomba from New Jersey. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
We live it, we love it. Alan Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim since 59. Top of our game, we stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Alan Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Say, we just got done talking with Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley Winery, and he was talking about the right wine for venison. But you know what? That has a lot to do, Bob, with the recipe that you're using for the venison, I think. And those are a wide variety, but we got a guy on the grilling line, right?
Yeah, and it's a good thing we just had some of his wonderful Cabernet Sauvignon, because I think that's pretty nice with venison. But we're going to jet out to New Jersey right now. Big Paulie, member of the board of directors of the Grilling Guys, back in action. What's happening, baby?
Hey, buddy, I'm doing good, thank God. Back in action is a good way of putting it. You're right. And thanks for your kind words and support while I recuperated, and I appreciate it very much. Love the show.
Of course. Awesome. So, yeah, venison, everybody's got some deer, or lots of people have some deer hanging. I do, and we want to know if you did, what you would be doing with it.
I eat it. What do you think of that?
How hard is this, right? Yeah.
I got to tell you, you guys asked the best questions. How long did it take you to think of?
Come on, you got a recipe or a...
I know you've got some Paizan method. I got a great recipe, but the way I do it is very unconventional. I use a coffee rub. Have you ever tried that?
Yes, on tri-tips.
Okay. Yeah, well, try it on venison. A coffee rub, there's two ways of doing it. One, you can use coffee, you can use cocoa. Both work, but you got to use black cocoa. Both work great. You got to put a little bit of sweetness to it. Maybe when you're mixing everything up, you put a little brown sugar, a little coriander, black peppers, cumin, a little kosher salt, garlic powder. I'm getting ready for December.
Yeah. You put the venison's already got some black powder on it. Yeah.
You can tell what's on my mind, huh, guys? I find, putting it on the grill, It's just savory. And if you want to make like a little raisin demi-glace, something a little different there, just get a little sweetness on top.
A little what?
I'm telling you, it is fantastic.
Raisin demi-glace, you said?
Yeah. Hmm. You take some beautiful raisins, okay? You put some ruby port together, a little shallots, garlic cloves, a little jalapeno pepper jelly. What else did I put in there? A little thyme, some bay leaf, black pepper, and grapeseed oil. Okay, and you make a demi-glace, and you put that on top of that with the rub. And I'm telling you, if you don't think you're eating candy and dining with the heaven, and, it's just terrific stuff. And it makes the deer appreciate it. I think the deers appreciate when I take them that I'm going to do the right thing. I'm not just going to put it on a grill. I'm not going to boil it. I'm not going to put it in a stew, because, people make stew. I hate stew. My wife makes stew all the time. I hate it. When she makes stew, I go out to eat. And I don't know what they're enamored with this. It all tastes the same, It's just, you put anything in it, it's the same stuff. But when you do this, a little special care, and you treat that meat special, because it is special. And the thing I'm getting a kick out of, I don't know if you noticed this, guys, but I'm seeing more and more venison on local menus.
Oh, yeah.
Places I would never expect it. And yeah. I'm like, that's amazing. And whenever I get it, I always, tell them, look, you just don't have to serve it grilled. You don't have to serve a barbecue. You put little stuff on it and make it great.
Whoever thought whitetail would be hot cuisine?
Right. Yeah, right? Well, hey, listen, we're going back to our roots. The whitetail and turkey was what got this country going. And turkey's coming up, so I can't wait to talk about that. I hope you'll have me back to talk about that because, next thing you know, it's over. The year is gone, and we're looking at 19.
Right.
Got one in the freezer already.
A turkey or a deer?
Really?
Turkey.
What?
Oh, okay.
Turkey. I got to tell you, you know how I get my turkey? I use a little pellet gun, a 177 Crossman air pellet gun. I shoot him right in the head through the eye.
Oh, there
through
you
the
are.
Eye. That's a tough
dead
one.
Dead eye, Paulie. Okay, no, it's a good thing this is a Jersey story.
Is it with
right?
a mirror behind you, it's over your shoulder?
I'm telling you, you don't believe me? I got witnesses. You got to go catch it because you got to wring its neck afterwards because it flutters and stuff. It's nuts. But anyway.
Well, yeah, you can catch it, though, because he can't see where he's going, right?
They go crazy. But here's the thing, all right? You don't have to clean the pellets out when you're eating. You don't break your teeth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right? The same thing with the guy that shoots one with a bow and arrow. Is there's no shot in it.
And that's when you shoot it, you say he's the one I eat.
Right, yeah.
Well, these guys, some of them have it, deserve it, some of them don't, whatever.
You put your port in your demi-glaze. We happen to have Michigan's premier vintner in the studios right now from Fenn Valley,
really?
Mr. Brian Lesbrinson. He makes...
Brian, how are you, buddy? I love good wine. You got to send me a bottle of that cap you're talking about.
We have... they make a great port. His father-in-law used to give me a bottle every year when I visited, and I'm just about out.
Isn't that nice?
Shameless plug. Shameless plug. Right.
What kind of gray hair, right?
Brian's just sitting here. He's not on with us right now, Paulie. So in his defense, he can't. He's sitting here with not knowing what we're talking about.
I think he just made a note. Send Bob some port.
Right. Yeah.
No. Send Paul some.
Paul some port. Right. Yeah.
Hold on. What you got? No respect. I got to tell you, don't make me come out there, guys. You know, I think I got to pay you a visit. I think I owe you a visit.
That would be wonderful. And, you know, venison is so healthy. It helps you lose weight. I'm on a lose weight kick. But you went on a lose weight kick.
Well, I did. Part was voluntary, part was involuntary. But your boy here dropped 77 pounds in the last, 7 months or so.
But you're good now, right?
Oh, thank God Almighty, yes. Thank God, you know. And thank God for my wife and my family. And, you know, it was a tough, scary thing. It's an experience I would never want to repeat, but it changes you. And you know what? It was, in a way, a blessing in disguise. So I lost some weight. I'm healthy. And eating venison, you could have that every day. Believe me, you could eat meat every day, but you're eating healthy. There's no fat in it, or less fat in it, I should say.
The good news is, it was such a long period of time that the weight gain comes over. You're down back into suits that are now in style again.
That's right. You know, you want to die laughing? I'm the same weight I am now that I was when I started this career job, this change 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So I put on like 80 pounds in 10 years because, you know, you go out to eat, you drink, you entertain. That's all gone. None of that stuff I'm doing anymore. I'm entertaining, but I'm like a reformed alcoholic. I look at what I eat. I see what other people eat. I make them feel embarrassed. I love it. It's a lot of fun.
Well, and the places you've taken me in Atlantic City especially.
Oh, sure.
I mean, the food is so good, like the Palms. And what's your Italian buddies? What's that place called?
I've left legendary checks all over this country.
I have too. Thank you.
It's so great. When I think about all the things we have done, you know, together, whatever, and the amount of time I've spent in restaurants, and plus, you know, making restaurants. It is, you learn a lot. But you know what you don't learn? You don't learn to moderate. I look at a menu. I say, oh, these appetizers look good. Let's have them. All of them, you know? Mm-hmm. I want to try them. You know, I would order stuff and they say, hey, look, we're going to split this rear end. You know, I eat most of it, you know? Anyway.
The good news is I think homemade mozzarella is still okay. And so is escargot. So we're good there.
Hey, let me tell you. You mean mozzarella? Is that what you meant? Mozzarella? Yes. What the hell is that? Let me ask you a question. When you come to Atlantic City again, because I got a place to make fresh mozzarella tableside.
Yeah, I went there with you.
Restaurant in the country, right? 2825.
Yes.
Joe comes over. He makes it fresh. You put on your plate warm, and let me tell you something. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, really good.
Everything there was.
Oh, yeah. So let me know when you're coming back east, and I think I got to come pay you a visit when I get back out. I'm going to try and go there.
Well, Brian Kilmeade was just here. You can certainly come.
Hey, Brian's a good guy. He's getting in trouble. You see the stuff, him and Tucker, these guys are getting all kinds of beat up out here.
That's crazy.
Scary,
it's a crazy world, man.
It's different. I'll tell you, a lot different than when I grew up, but what are you going to do?
Right. Eat venison.
Eat venison and stay healthy. And have a happy, wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving. And please give my best to the family, everybody out there listening, especially in New Jersey and East Coast. And keep going, guys. Doing a great job.
Yeah, a nice shout out to the folks at WOND in Atlantic City.
God bless.
Paul Rotella, president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and a stand-up guy.
Hey, thanks. Bobby Jop, be well, stay healthy.
All right.
See you soon.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about some spicy venison. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com. Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. It's deer season weekend, and Barbecue Bob and I just reminding you that we recorded this show a little early because both of us are out in the woods climbing a tree and enjoying the right of manhood, which is white-tailed deer hunting in Michigan. And if you don't do that, you're missing out. But Bob and I aren't. We're actually recorded this show earlier in the week, and as a result, we had an opportunity to bring Brian Lesperance from Fenn Valley Winery with us.
We hijacked a winery.
Right. Well, what's wrong with that? Do you bring wine to deer camp, Bob? I do.
Yeah, I do. Always have, but this year in particular, trying to cut back on the calories, I found it to be like a wonderful idea and got no mocking whatsoever. So,
are you at deer camp by yourself?
No.
Oh, okay.
I do
just
mock
checking.
Myself, though.
Yeah.
I blame myself. So anyway, I want to talk about some spicy smoked venison. We do have Brian Lesperance in here from Fenn Valley Winery. Thanks for joining us, Brian, and thanks for bringing this wonderful Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Awesome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, always.
I don't know if I've had a wine at your place that I didn't like, though. It's crazy. Anybody who hasn't been to Fenn Valley, you're missing out, buddy. You're just missing out because that tasting room is massive. The vineyard is fantastic to look at. And
how many varietals, Brian?
We grow about 20 on the farm. We make about 40 different products. And we're happy for deer season because deer like to eat grapes. So we're fine with getting rid of
a
few deer.
Little hillside out back where there might be a big one out there munching.
Yeah, you must have
a
bunch of.
There's a couple people out there getting, you know, taking care of business, hopefully, right now.
Yeah. So let's talk some spicy venison, Bob.
So this is a recipe I came up with years ago when I was with Rob Russell.
Cowboy Rob.
Actually, yeah, I just talked to him, and it came off a fellow we knew who used to make goat with this.
Some old Maldicker?
Of course, I've altered it a little bit because I can't leave things alone, but it's a spicy smoked venison that you can look at the grillingguys.com and you'll find it there. But it's basically got paprika, basic barbecue spice, whichever one your favorite is, a quarter cup of Worcestershire sauce. That's hard to say after three glasses of Fenn Valley. Black pepper blend, McCormick's brand. Third cup of smoky sweet pepper blend, another McCormick. A quarter cup of ground chipotle, some chili pepper, brown sugar, curry, ginger, garlic powder, ground mustard, and a little bit of cumin. And you mix this all together, and you rub the entire piece of meat, and you put it in the refrigerator overnight. Now, if you're doing like some people like to roast on a spit, and they're going to put a small deer on the whole spit and do it.
Or a hindquarter. I mean, that's where this is going, right?
You're
going
to have trouble putting it in the fridge, is my
point. Yeah, yeah.
So it's better for quarters, but what a wonderful display if you've got a quarter of an animal rubbed and on a spit, just turning. Or you can throw this in the smoker and go really light smoke. You don't need a lot of smoke on it. But then what you're going to want to do is smoke it at like, or cook it at like 225. It's a low heat process. This is so lean, you got to be really careful. And you've got to mop it. I'm recommending here something called Cajun Mop, which I don't know if you can find it in your market or not. You can buy it online out of Kansas City. It's really good, even though it's a Cajun mop. It, you know, a lot of the vendors.
So you're spicing it up some more. I mean, Cajun relates to a spicier profile.
Typically, that's debatable based on the Cajuns you talk to, but we think of Cajun as spicy.
Right.
But the Cajun mop in this one in particular happens to be pretty spicy. But
so all of this detailed instructions are on the grillingguys.com,
yes,
right?
With pictures.
And but Brian, you've been sitting here patiently listening to this, and so you heard the profile. What comes to mind for a great wine with a piece of spicy venison?
Well, I'm starving now. I don't know why you're bringing a smoker in the studio.
Right.
But
that sucks.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
Yeah, we really need to be remote again.
Right.
That was a lot of
miss
fun.
Miss those days.
Yeah. Anyway, I would think immediately my mind goes to a semi-dry Riesling for a couple of reasons. First of all, with a little bit of spice, and of course, spice is relative, as you mentioned, Bob. That sugar is going to help kind of balance that out. It's going to make the spice more flavorful, where your dry wines may kind of just make the hotness come out a little bit.
So I just poured a little bit of your dry Riesling. Is that something you'd recommend with that?
It would work. I mean, it depends on how spicy it is and how spicy you want it. If you want the food to tone down a little bit, then I'd grab the one with a little residual sugar.
Like
but
what?
Like the semi-dry Riesling, which is a lot like it, but just a couple percent. Sugar in there will help to kind of balance out the spice, just like you're doing with the brown sugar in the rub, trying to create some balance there. The other reason I like Riesling with barbecue is that it's got so much flavor. It's a flavorful grape. It's got a lot of acidity. It's got a lot of big, bold fruit flavor that can stand up to the flavors in the meat.
Okay. Now, I've had a couple glasses of wine now, so I'm slowing down just a little bit. Explain that process of exactly what you said about the spices and how that wine is affecting it. Why would I want a Riesling over a dry Riesling with spicy?
The sugar. So sugar is going to help balance out that spice, and it's going to make the spiciness taste richer, more full-flavored.
Just like it would in a marinade, then.
Yeah, a similar idea.
You're kind of doing the same thing with your taste buds that you would do when you create a marinade.
Yeah, a dry wine, while it, you know, the dry Riesling may work, again, if you like spicier food, the dry wine's going to accentuate the heat of the spice, where the semi-dry wine is going to accentuate the flavor.
So the sugars will tame it. If your mouth's on fire because Bob made the venison too hot, then you're going to go with just a regular Riesling.
Yeah, you might. And, I mean, our semi-dry Riesling is about 2% residual sugar. That is not a lot of sugar. We're talking a couple pinches in a glass of wine. But it is amazing how that little bit of sweetness can make a huge difference.
That's interesting.
In the flavor profile.
I guess I've never thought about it that way.
I'll tell you what. I'm a dry wine drinker.
Right.
Winemakers tend to be.
Sure.
A semi-dry Riesling, a semi-dry wine in certain circumstances with food is just fantastic. Sometimes we overlook them and just kind of go, well, it's got sugar. It can't be a premium style. That's absolutely not true. This Riesling is our winemaker's favorite wine this year, and he's a dry wine drinker all day long.
And, you know, I haven't had a sip in a while, but as you're
just 3 minutes?
Two.
Okay.
But as you're describing it, I'm salivating and listening to the description. I can absolutely relate to that, how it affects your taste buds, and it certainly does. And that's got so much of a fruity punch to it. I mean, it's just packed with flavor.
Well, that's a unique to Michigan thing. I mean, Michigan wines will have a lot of fruit flavor. Our cooler growing environment really brings out the flavor of the grape a lot.
Compare that to New York.
New York would be similar because it's a cooler climate. Yep.
Finger Lakes I go to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Seem to be a very similar.
So can I pivot a little bit here? Brian, I'm looking at this dry Riesling now that we're talking about it, and it says estate bottled. What does that really mean to the consumer?
Yeah, so estate bottled is a federally regulated wine term. So it means that the wine was grown, the grapes were grown, and the wine was produced, so fermented, filtered, and bottled all on the same estate. So really, I mean, if it's a really crappy estate, it doesn't really mean it's a good bottle of wine, right?
Right.
But it does. It
By
means,
the way, I've been to your estate. It's not crappy.
Well, thanks. No, I appreciate
it.
That.
I'll take it.
But it, you know, it tends to, you know, if you're going to take the time to recognize that, you're probably pretty proud of the bottle. And so what that right. means is that the first time that wine leaves the properties in the trunk of someone's car, basically.
All right. So if you're a real man, you would never do it.
Now you're a man.
Can certainly relate to this man law as I get older. Less and less hair. But don't you know the guy who always does this? And you feel bad for the fellow receiving it. Today's man law: never rub a bald man's head.
Wow.
And okay. I saw that. I saw, when I looked up the man law, I saw a picture of George W. Bush putting his hand on some bald guy's head, and I'm thinking, that does look pretty tacky, G-Dub.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, doofus.
Yeah, that's the way it works. But anyway, so Brian, the estate bottling then doesn't necessarily, it's not a vote of quality, it's a vote of locale.
Yeah, although they do tend to ride together, but sure, it tells you that bottle was made, you know, and grown all in one spot.
I don't think there's too many estate wines out there that you could look down your nose at, because if somebody has all that going on, I mean, that place has been there quite a while.
Yeah, it's fun to do estate wines when it makes sense.
And good for you. Brian Lesperance, Fenn Valley Winery, one of our oldest friends of the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime. Thank you both.
Coming up next, we might spice your pumpkin. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. It's deer hunting season, and Barbecue Bob and I took this weekend off. You're listening to a recorded show that we actually did live in the studio, but we just did it a few days earlier than where we are right today.
We actually did it live instead of dead. That's good job. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Welcome
man.
Back.
Yeah, okay.
It's live recorded.
So I'm about to shut up while Bob tells you how to roast a pumpkin. Okay?
While Brian chokes and spit over here. Thanks so much for joining us. Produced today by the wizard of the big board, and we are putting him through his paces with this show because it's pretty chopped up, and when you record a show, unlike doing it live, you have to imagine where you're at. And after Brian left us with all this Sauvignon Blanc and everything from Fenn Valley Winery,
imagination juice,
it's getting harder to remember all these things. Right. I want to talk about roasted pumpkin. Dude, you were busting my chops about roasted pumpkin on the venue here, but until you've actually roasted a pumpkin, and my wife is supreme at this. She roasts pumpkin and then makes fresh pumpkin pie. Dude,
Have you ever seen the little cartoon where the pumpkin's sitting on a little chair and there's a pie right below him? That's my interpretation of pumpkin pie. It's not my favorite. I'm just saying that.
whatever that means.
You've either seen that.
Either way, if you anywhere you're driving in America right now, on the side of the road, you'll see stand after stand after stand with gazillions of pumpkins. It was a good year for pumpkins. Grab a couple of those puppies, because if you've never roasted a pumpkin, whether you're using an oven or your smoker or your grill or whatever, that is one of the coolest vegetables God ever created. And if you just take the thing and cut it up like a cantaloupe, you know, how you cut it into those wedges. Pumpkin, you got to have a sharp knife and watch your fingers, because they're tricky to cut. You can cut your fingers off real quick.
Well, they got a hard outside, right?
Real hard. And then when you get in, all of a sudden you're slipping through.
Right.
So you cut through it, and then you get all the guts out of it, and then take your sharp knife and you cut that fibrous inside out of it a little bit so you clean it up real nice. And then you're going to take some brown sugar, some allspice, some cinnamon, and some salt, and you're going to mix it up, and you're going to coat that whole thing with it, and you're going to throw it in the smoker, on your grill, on its shell, or in the oven. And you're going to.
So you left the shell on it.
You're leaving the shell on it. So you're going to eat it like a piece of cantaloupe. I'm not kidding. It's just very similar process to that.
Pick it up.
And you're going to roast that thing at about 400 degrees as long as you think you need to. You'll know when it's done, because the smell's going to drive you crazy. It's going to smell so good, you're going to think there's a turkey knocking at your door waiting to come in for dinner.
Well, maybe he is. You know what I mean? He is the protein
that time
beside your vegetable.
I'm your daddy. Yeah, he's your protein. So roasted pumpkin is absolutely smashing, not to be confused with smashing pumpkins, but it's a
absolutely roasted.
It's a fantastic. The pot law is not even here yet, and you're already like wasted. So anyway, roasted pumpkin is a fantastic treat this time of year. There's so many of them. It's abundant. It's cheap. It's great to bring to deer camp, or when you get home to make your wife happy, grab a couple pumpkins on the way home, slice them up into wedges. I just want to say one thing also for deer camp. Here's a deal. You've got to check out Better Made Chips, because they have a chocolate-coated potato chip from Better Made that's got Saunders chocolate on it. I'm just saying, it's another thing to bring to deer camp. Make sure you hit us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. And, of course, thegrillingguys.com is your source for all the recipes that we blather about.
Enjoy your deer camp, be safe, and we'll talk with you next week.